Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast may contain coarse language. Listener's discretion is advised. Also, this podcast will obviously contain spoilers for Demon Slayer. Please beware. Listen at your own risk.
Welcome to the Demon Slayer podcast. I'm your host, VLordGTZ, and with me today, I have one of my usual co-hosts, Laser Kid.
Hello, everyone.
And today, we are talking about some big news. It's been a while since Demon Slayer has caught our eyes in the anime realm, but this past week, we got some really big news, isn't that right?
Yes, indeed. My favorite arc is coming.
Yes, the Swordsmith Village arc. We got some updates on it. And to start this, and this was a real surprise, Demon Slayer is having a world tour.
That is actually mind-blowing. I did not expect this, to be honest.
Yeah, this is wild. So they made several announcements with this reveal, but to start with, the upcoming release is called Demon Slayer Kimetsu no Yaiba to the Swordsmith Village, and this is going to be a feature-length cut of episodes 10 and 11 of Entertainment District Arc, as well as an extended episode 1 of Swordsmith Village, which will essentially be like a one-hour episode.
I gotta say, seeing that final battle in of Entertainment District on the big screen, that's gonna be pretty cool.
Yeah, and like, it's saying that this is gonna be like in 4K with remastered audio, which is like insane. Like, that's gonna look super good. And like, as a part of like the world tour, this is coming to like multiple different countries. This is literally a world tour. Like, it starts in Japan in February. It goes to Tokyo, then Los Angeles, places across Canada and United States for, like, theaters, Paris, Berlin, Mexico City, Seoul, Taipei. It's like, huge. This is, like, crazy. Like, I can't think of another anime that's, like, done this in recent time for, like, an upcoming season.
No, I can't think of anything even close to this.
Yeah, and I guess it really shows just the scale of Demon Slayer and how popular it's become. Like, from the humble beginnings of people just checking out that little manga to now being this worldwide phenomenon.
That day feels like you need to read the Demon Slayer manga. What's Demon Slayer? Okay, I'll buy this. What the heck? This is pretty cool, reading the manga. Suddenly there's an anime, and then there's a movie, and then there's more anime. Now that we have a freaking world tour?
Yeah.
Man, this anime has blown up.
Yeah, and like, so for the US side, the part of the world tour is going to be Los Angeles, like I mentioned, and that specific one is going to be February 18th at the Orpheum Theater, which is a pretty big theater in LA. It houses about around 1,900 people, so it's a big theater, and it's not just going to be the premiere of to the Swordsmith Village there. There's also going to be some special guests. The voice of Tanjiro, Natsuki Hanai, producer Yuma Takahashi, and then Aimer, the singer of the opening and ending themes for Entertainment District. Aimer's going to be doing a performance there. So that's crazy. We get like some of the biggest guests out of any of the world tours. Like, a lot of the other world tours, like at like Paris and Berlin, they just get like Yuma Takahashi. We get Takahashi, Natsuki Hanai, and Aimer. That's like triple, like, the goodness.
America.
America.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, so this is This is awesome, and like,
what it's really cool. Like, not, I said it earlier, but seriously, nothing like this. The closest to this was, oh hey, we put Broly in theaters, but it's more than a Fathom event. It's gonna stay around for a couple of months. That is the next biggest thing I can think of like this.
Yeah, but it's wild. And for those that can't make it to Los Angeles for that world tour, that's what those United States and Canada showings are going to be. That's going to be March 3rd, and in over 1,700 theaters, they're going to be showing that special screening in both English and Japanese, so sub and dub. So that's going to be really cool that we're even getting a dub version of this by March.
I'm definitely going to go see this. My theater usually has this sort of thing.
Yeah, and to top it off, if this wasn't enough news, we got the release window for Swordsmith Village Arc, the actual TV anime. It's going to be spring 2023, so basically April, and that's really soon. Like, we have this onslaught of Demon Slayer in February and March, and then right in April, we're going into that new season.
2023 is going to be taken over by the Demon Slayer Corps.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a good one. I'm extremely excited.
As am I. Like, this is really cool, honestly.
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting because I'm kind of curious, like, how this is going to perform in theaters, because it's a bit different than, I guess, like a traditional movie, because it's not like it's not like Mugen Train, where this is a production that was meant for theaters, necessarily. They're kind of just compiling these episodes together. But still going to be like 2 hours worth of content.
It's 2 hours worth of content, and the back hour is going to be new content, because no one will have seen Swordsmith yet.
Yeah, exactly. So
I think it'll still do pretty well. Plus, I mean, the part that's a repeat. Yeah, sign me up to see that fight on the big screen. In 4K on a big screen? Yes, please!
Yeah, I mean, arguably, those last two episodes of Entertainment District look better than Mugen Train.
We've commented on that before, so, you know, I think it'll work just fine.
Yeah, so, I'm curious how it's gonna do in the box office. I'm not expecting Mugen Train numbers in Japan or the US, but I'm sure it's gonna do well. Like,
Yeah, no, I don't think it'll beat Mugen Train numbers, but I think Mugen Train numbers also had to do with, hey, it's more Demon Slayer in the middle of early Demon Slayer hype.
Yeah, for sure. And, like, I think out of all this, what really surprised me is the fact that they're booking the Orpheum Theater for...
That is crazy.
Like, the Los Angeles premiere, because, like, that's a big theater. Like, are they expecting to, like, get 2,000 people in there?
I mean, it's Demon Slayer in the middle of L.A. I could see it.
Yeah, I mean, I live really close to the Orpheum Theater, so I'm definitely going to try to get tickets. The tickets go on sale January 7th.
If I still live in Southern California, I probably would have been like, yeah, I'm going to go see that.
I mean, if you're willing to pay for gas, you could drive down here.
Oh my god. That would be a trip. Maybe. We will see what the future consults here. That could happen.
Yeah, but at the very least, as long as I am able to buy a ticket, we will be covering this on the podcast, even if it's just me TED talking for like 20 minutes. I mean, worst case
scenario, I'll see it in the local, on the wider release. I'll definitely see it then.
Yeah, so at the very least, the podcast will be covering the March theatrical, but hopefully we'll also get to do something for the February one, because that's going to be really crazy. Like, I didn't even realize that Hanai would be there in person until, like, I looked at the later, like, press releases for it. Because at first I was like, oh, it's cool. Like, LA's going to get it first in February. But it's like, we get that screening and then all these really cool guests. So that's going to be really awesome and a really great experience. And, like, I mean, Swordsmith Village, like you mentioned, Laser, is just such a great arc.
It is a great arc. It is my personal favorite arc. I probably put Entertainment District as my number two. So it's we're talking about pretty dang good here. So, but Swordsmith Village really gets fun, really gets interesting, and I cannot wait to see how they adapt it, because everything they've adapted is better than the manga, and the manga is really good.
Yeah, I mean, Yufotable's done a really good job of enhancing the material of Demon Slayer from the manga. And I think Swordsmith is going to be a really great arc to kind of showcase their adaptation skills, because there's a lot of more moving parts, and there's so many great character moments as well, so it was going to be really awesome getting to see those animated. And then the ending of the arc, which a lot of Demon Slayer fans know what happens, but that moment's going to be huge.
Yes! Cannot wait to see that animated, absolutely.
Yeah, so super excited. I'm not sure if I have much more to say on this, but it's like...
it's super exciting and really cool, and whoosh-kadoosh to you too.
Yes, very whoosh-kadoosh.
Very whoosh-kadoosh. I've been looking for a place to put a train joke, but I don't got a good one in mind so far.
Nothing bad happens in the Swordsmith Village.
Poor J-Mac had fun with that. He was playing a game about a demonic train, and he put that in his title of his stream.
Oh, no. But yeah, if you're hyped to see more Demon Slayer like we are, definitely either go to the LA premiere or one of the many theatrical screenings that are going to be across the US and Canada and the entire world. So this is going to be huge, and we're definitely going to have lots of Demon Slayer content to cover in 2023. The Demon Slayer drought has ended once again, and we shall flourish in the garden of Demon Slayer.
Demon Slayer for everyone. Because you get Demon Slayer, and you get Demon Slayer, and you get Demon Slayer!
Yeah. I mean, there's been some really nice Demon Slayer releases recently as well. There's, like, the two novels that are being released by Viz. One of them came out back in October, and the other one's coming out early next year. So those are going to be worth covering on the podcast at some point. But it's good to have some more anime. Like, the anime is just kind of a nice little cushion of joy and excitement. It's where we started our podcast.
They even put out the Mugen Train episodes on Blu-ray and also Entertainment District on Blu-ray, so those are things now.
Yeah, yeah. I need to pick up those Blu-rays, actually.
I do, too. I'm probably getting the Entertainment District. I don't know if I want Mugen Train that much.
But Mugen Train is so good, Laser.
Yes, that's why I have the movie.
But you need it in TV episode cut form.
Well, it does have that one episode that's really cool.
Oh, yeah, it does.
It does have that. I don't know if that's worth $20, but, you know, it's worth considering.
Yeah, you never know. You might one day realize, hey, maybe I need some more Rengoku in my life and pay, like, $40 for a Blu-ray.
Oh, my gosh.
But yeah, I think that's about it for this news. It's just wanted to give out a quick little update on Demon Slayer and our thoughts about how excited we are. And yeah, we're going to be partying with Demon Slayer again next year. But until then, Laser, where can people find you?
People can find me on Twitter at LaserKidPrime. You can find me frequently on the Toonami Faithful podcast. And you can find my Toonami-focused editorials on the Toonami Faithful website.
Awesome. As for myself, you can find me on Twitter at VLordGTZ, and then I do various writing for MangaMavericks.com as well as TonamiFaithful.com, so check out my writing over there. And then I do a number of podcasts besides this one, some of which are with Laser Kid, like the Dumb Weebs podcast at Dumb Weebs Pod, and then I also do Saturday Night Shoggy at Saturday Night Shoggy, and Oversoul Shaman King podcast at Shaman King Pod. And then I'm also on the Toonami Faithful podcast occasionally, which is on Twitter at Toonami Podcast. So you can check out all of those as well. But as far as the Demon Slayer podcast is concerned, you can find that on Twitter at DSlayer Podcast. And then we're on basically every podcast streaming platform out there, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Podbay, you name it, we're there. So go look us up, write us a review, enjoy the episodes, and just have fun with Demon Slayer like we are. But that does it for this episode, so we will see you guys later.
Take care.